Today on Christian Radio, we want to visit with a dear friend who has come to the Houston area once again to share a little bit about the ministry that is really focused on winning others to Christ. But primarily, what like the Apostle Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to the Jew first and to also the Gentile or to the Greek. Paul Scharf is with a ministry called Friends of Israel. And I would say that even though the title says you're friends of Israel, you're really seeking to bring people to Christ, no matter who they are.
That's right, Bruce. We have people working all around the world. And a year ago at this time, I remember I was here and we were talking about especially what was beginning to unfold in the Ukraine. And since that time, our workers in Eastern Europe have worked heroically and around the clock, Bruce, to rescue Jewish people and Christian brothers and sisters out of the Ukraine to take them to safety in Poland, help many Jewish people make Aliyah back to Israel. That's just one part of our work, of course, and a part that I can't claim any credit for, but we have people taking the gospel and teaching the Bible all around the world to everyone, as you said, Jewish people and Gentiles.
Yeah, but you do teach the Bible, and you're a part of the ministry, and that is your role. You're actually a part of what you call church ministries. What is that?
That just means, Bruce, that my focus is in working among churches, teaching and preaching the Bible, explaining the importance biblically of Israel, the fact that as God has been with his chosen people, Israel, in the past, in the biblical past, so he is with them in the strategic present, and he will be with them in the prophetic future, fulfilling every promise he's ever given them, every prophecy he's ever made regarding the glorious future that they have.
Now, Friends of Israel offers many items. They have a wonderful website, FOI, friendsofisrael.org, friendsofisrael.org. You also have a couple of other offerings, not just about the ministry, but you even allow people to learn through the website and some virtual offerings. Tell us about equipping believers in the Lord Jesus Christ.
That's right, Bruce. We have developed a number of programs in recent years that have become much more organized and available to people, and we're promoting these, such as FOI Equip. If people go to foiequip.org, and they'll find there, this is all free material. There are free online classes. They can watch things from previous classes. These are not courses for credit. These are simply opportunities to learn the Bible. And anyone can participate. And many of them may appeal to younger people who are just, you know, starting to get established, thinking about ministry, learning the Bible. But anyone of any age could be challenged by them. And there's a variety of topics. Bruce, I'm actually going to teach for the first time in FOI Equip this coming summer, and I have an interesting topic, one of my sort of niche topics that I love to cover, which is called Patriarchs and Presidents, How America Has Blessed Israel. And we'll take 2 weeks and walk through some of the history of how we in America have been a blessing to the people of Israel. Of course, to our shame, we haven't done that consistently or perfectly, all the time. We're a Gentile nation. We understand that. But I really think, Bruce, God has blessed America because America, in a large part, has blessed Israel.
And there is that promise to Abraham that whosoever will bless you, I will bless.
Absolutely.
Genesis, early in the life of Abraham. So
that's right.
Kind of bodes well that if we do bless Israel, if we do help them, that there is a blessing God has promised. FOI.org, Friends of Israel. That's the ministry that Paul Scharf is with. Paul has graciously taken time out. You're based, the ministry, I think, is based in the New York area or New Jersey?
New Jersey. The greater Philadelphia area.
Yeah, but you are stationed a little bit further west.
That's right, in central Wisconsin and serving in the Midwest. And I believe I've actually preached now in 11 states for Friends of Israel, grand total. So we expand that definition a little bit, including Texas, but...
I think we're Midwest.
Not sure if that's a popular opinion here, but it's a joy to be here to do work in Texas. I've been coming here twice a year and really enjoyed, and now being able to meet people, you know, and pastors having been in their churches and having made friends that make me feel much more at home, just as you here, Bruce, and everyone here at KHCB.
We appreciate that. And one of the things that church ministry's role that you have with the ministry there at Friends of Israel, and by the way, its website is foi.org, Paul Scharf joins us, is that you do go out and you speak to churches. What do you speak on? If I wanted to have you come and visit our church, of course, we've got some holidays coming up soon, so I guess you could do something about those.
That's right. Well, I speak on a wide range of topics covering the full counsel of God, Bruce, to be honest.
Yeah, I guess the Bible is kind of Jewish, isn't it?
The Bible, the whole Bible is a Jewish book, and I include the New Testament when I say that. But we, you know, much like a pastor preaching through various subjects or themes or books of the Bible. Of course, I'm not in the same church every week. I do visit some churches for various reasons, either a conference or have an ongoing need in a church where I go back for a number of weeks where it's sort of more like that. But I speak on a variety of subjects, some that if I'm only in a church for one day, maybe a specific topic they'd like to hear about, or else something that directly takes us to the importance of Israel. But as you said, we've got the holidays coming up here in the sense of for us as believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we know of Good Friday and Resurrection Sunday, but that reminds us that this year that fits hand in glove, just as it did at the first Good Friday and Resurrection, with the Jewish Passover. And Passover begins on April 5th and ends on April 13th of this spring. And we look forward to that, and it's a time when many of us at the Friends of Israel will be busy talking about Passover, its significance. I mean, Passover absolutely runs through the Bible, and it's just so powerfully significant to the storyline of Scripture and in the life of Christ and in his work of providing redemption. And so one thing we do is present, for instance, Passover Seder demonstrations, a number of us, and those are often very well received in churches.
All right. If you'd like more information, you can contact Paul by going to the website, friendsofisrael.org. I know also you have another way for people to hear what you do, a sermon audio. Is that right?
That's my personal page, Bruce, where I have all of my information, all of my resources for my own ministry within Friends of Israel, is on sermonaudio.com/pscharf. My last name is Scharf, S-C-H-A-R-F. So sermonaudio.com/pscharf. I post new material there on a regular basis and have ongoing regular features that I provide and new content. And people can hear it all. They can contact me. They can find my schedule. And I hope especially they'll utilize the resources, including resources many on Passover that are there. It's, again, it's all free. It's all available for anyone to share as they have need and as they listen. I hope they'll do that.
All right. Paul Scharf joins us today on KHCB. And again, the website is foi.org or sermonaudio.com, I think. Is that right?
Sermonaudio.com/pscharf for my own page.
Okay, for more details. foi.org. And then you recently had a prophecy conference, and I believe that's still available through March 24th. You can actually some of that still, right?
Look up foi.org through March 24th for a free online Bible prophecy conference that ran live on March 10 and 11th, but the materials hasn't changed and it's still there. It's still free through March 24. People can register and watch that.
It's called Look Up foi.org. Don't just look up, but look up foi.org for more details. Well, we always appreciate you taking time to be with KHCB. So what's going on as far as the opportunities to share the gospel? What would I say to someone if I wanted to introduce them through Passover or maybe just the Resurrection Sunday? What do you advise? How do you encourage people to share their faith?
That's a great question, Bruce. And let me share a verse with you, and that is 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. It's amazing how in the midst of a discussion of all things church discipline, the Apostle Paul, really the signal passage in the New Testament on how to conduct church discipline, I believe, but in the midst of that, he gives the most amazing statement about Passover, showing how Passover, again, is integral to our faith as believers in Christ. We're not putting people back under the law. We're not saying we have to gather and celebrate Passover as Christians in the church age today. But we do realize that Passover is incredibly significant, as I said, to the storyline of the Bible. We'd better understand where it fits and the history of it. And it has such rich importance for us still as Christians today, because Paul said, "Purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump," 1 Corinthians 5:7, "since you truly are unleavened. For indeed," he says, "Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us." Christ fulfilled the Passover, and he, in fact, gave an entire new meaning and significance to the Passover when he transformed it at the Last Supper, which was a Passover Seder meal, and he transformed it, the elements of it, into representing his forthcoming death, burial, resurrection. And he is the one who fulfills the Passover, and he has satisfied the need for a Passover lamb once and forever. He's our Passover, Bruce, and we can say that to anyone, Jewish person or Gentile, but that may be especially meaningful to people with a Jewish background, to tell them that we want to share with them the one who has come to provide the ultimate Passover meal, the ultimate Passover sacrifice.
Yeah, he was made to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him, not in what we do, but rather in him. Paul Sharp joins us today on KHCB, FOI.org, FOI.org, Friends of Israel, or connect with them, sermonaudiopage.com/P Sharp, right?
sermonaudio.com/P Sharp.
All right. Godspeed as you continue to serve. Is there a final verse that you can give us? I know you gave us 1 Corinthians 5:7, but just a quick verse here as we go.
Well, Bruce, you mentioned 2 Corinthians 5, so I'll just turn there quickly in closing. Again, what a powerful statement Paul makes, and you quoted part of it. "He made him who knew no sin to be sin for us." Jesus didn't become a sinner. He didn't become sinful, but he took our sin upon him, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. He who knew no sin offers us his righteousness, having taken our sin. He has become our Passover lamb. If we trust in Christ alone, that he died in our place for our sins and rose again, we can have total forgiveness and a home in heaven through Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, the Messiah of Israel. Praise the Lord, Bruce. It's been offered and received, and all we need to do is trust in Christ alone.
Amen. Paul Sharp joins us from Friends of Israel, FOI.org. Thanks so much for taking time with KHCB.
Thank you, Bruce. God bless.
You're tuned to Christian Radio, keeping him close by.